Let's get going. It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. Good morning. Hello. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines across the board. You ready? I'm ready. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. President Trump and Elon Musk held their first joint TV interview yesterday. According to the White House, Musk is an advisor to the president, not a federal employee. The two of them sat down with Fox News to talk about their overhaul of the government. That's what they've been doing. Massive cuts everywhere. They've ordered agencies to get rid of nearly all probationary employees that don't have civil servant protection. That even includes the IRS, who will lay off thousands in the middle of tax season, which could get complicated. It's reported that yesterday they went after bank regulators and rocket scientists. The commissioner of the Social Security Administration and the head of the FDA both just resigned after clashing with the administration. Opponents are not happy that a private citizen, Musk, is in charge of a complete government overhaul. Yesterday in the interview, Trump said that he believes Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency will find $1 trillion in cuts. Hey, on to sports. Yesterday, I mentioned Shaq staying with TNT, keeping inside the NBA intact. But Reggie Miller is not following in those huge footsteps. He's leaving TNT for NBC. He's going to be their lead game analyst. He'll still be with TNT through the end of this current season, and then he's out heading for NBC. This one is kind of hard to believe given the Arctic blast we're dealing with at the moment, but baseball is back. Spring training has arrived, and the first game of the year is scheduled for tomorrow. The Cubs and the Dodgers. And one interesting thing about that matchup, a high-profile Dodger, Justin Turner, is in the process of signing with the Cubs. He's reportedly signing a one-year, $6 million deal. And again, those two teams meet tomorrow for the first spring training game. Lastly here, a quick update on Howie Roseman, the general manager for the Eagles. Remember how he got hit in the head with a beer can at their Super Bowl parade? He partied through the pain, and eventually, while on the microphone in front of the crowd, he said, "I bleed for this city." And now he's trying to trademark that phrase. "I bleed for this city." He wants to own that. We'll see if he gets it. On to some entertainment news here this morning. First, in legal news, rapper ASAP Rocky was found not guilty of felony assault yesterday. Acquitted after 3 hours of deliberation, he gave Rihanna a big hug when the verdict came down, kind of fell into her arms, and he thanked the jury for saving his life. Again, this stemmed from an incident back in 2021. Not guilty. In other legal news, kind of an unexpected twist in the Harvey Weinstein saga, he is now suing his brother Bob, accusing him of financial betrayal. He's saying that Bob diverted funds prior to the collapse of their company. Bob's lawyer said that Harvey is abusing the law to harass his brother. No way, that guy? According to the lawsuit, he's going after his brother over a $45 million loan. Kim Kardashian is in the news. She teamed up with Nike for a new women's brand called Nike Skims, combining Nike with her company Skims. It's apparel, footwear, and accessories. The first collection will launch in about a year, next spring. Meghan Markle has a new brand as well. It's a lifestyle brand called As Ever. It actually kind of seems like a rebranding of American Riviera Orchard, which is hers, kind of a relaunch of that. This says it's going to include everything from pet food to yoga gear, home decor to cookbooks. So everything. Also, her Netflix show, With Love, Meghan, will premiere March 4th. In relationship news, not only do Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco have an album on the way, but they're buying a house. They're reportedly buying a $35 million house together in Beverly Hills. In other home-related news, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's L.A. home was just broken into. They weren't there at the time, but I guess one of their employees was and scared this would-be robber off after they smashed a window. It's not clear if anything was stolen, and investigation is ongoing. Lastly here, Mindy Kaling got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Congrats, Mindy. Moving on to movie and TV news, mostly TV stuff today. One movie-related story here. Kate Winslet just signed on to direct and star in a comedy/drama for Netflix called Goodbye June. It's going to be her directorial debut. That's cool. In TV news, after a huge weekend, SNL is back in the news. They just announced their first two shows of March. On the first, Shane Gillis is going to be back to host with Tate McRae doing music. And then on the 8th, It's all Lady Gaga, double duty, hosting and performing. That's going to be a big one. In other NBC news, Martha Stewart and Chef Jose Andres have a new show together. They're hosting a brand new cooking show called Yes, Chef. That's coming in April. In other network TV news, CBS has a new show set in the world of Blue Bloods. That's coming later this year. Donnie Wahlberg is back as his character from the show, and it's moving from New York to Boston. Those Wahlbergs love Boston. Boston Blue is the name of it. It was just confirmed that Peaky Blinders will continue as a series. There is a movie coming later this year, and the creator just confirmed that the movie is not the end. The show will be back. And lastly, over at Netflix, they just renewed the show Exo Kitty for a third season. There is more of that on the way as well. Okay, on to music news on this Wednesday morning. This is a bummer, but Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats and the Brian Setzer Orchestra, he just revealed that he's got an autoimmune disease and he can no longer play the guitar. That's too bad. He said he knows he'll beat this, but it's going to take time. J-Lo and Troye Sivan were just announced as the headliners for World Pride 2025 in D.C. this summer. It's the 50th anniversary of the event. It's going to be 2 days, June 6th and 7th. Paris Hilton, Tinashe, Rita Ora, and a bunch more will all be there for it as well. The Summer of 99 and Beyond Festival is returning to East Troy, Wisconsin this summer, and it really is a time capsule. Creed and Nickelback are co-headlining. Live, Tonic, Our Lady Peace, Lit, Three Doors Down, and Fuel are all a part of it as well, July 18th and 19th. Now some tour news. Dierks Bentley announced the Broken Branches tour this week. Vince Gill just announced a big summer tour over 30 dates. Fish announced a 23-date summer tour. And Paul Simon, who opened the SNL anniversary show with Sabrina Carpenter the other night, he just announced his first tour since 2018. He had sort of retired from the road due to hearing loss, but I guess some of it came back for real. So he's hitting the road. I'm going to post all those dates in the Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. Some additional headlines. The Pope still making news as his hospitalization continues. He had been diagnosed with a polymicrobial infection, and now we know that he has pneumonia in both lungs. Ooh, he'll remain in the hospital as long as necessary. According to the Vatican, he's been in good spirits. He's eating on his own. He's reading. All weekend events have been canceled, but they are remaining optimistic. In tech news, mentioned Elon Musk a bit ago. He just debuted Grok 3. Am I saying it right? Is it Grok? Grok? I don't know. G-R-O-K. It's an AI model that he says outperforms both ChatGPT and DeepSeek. This will be included for anyone with an X premium subscription, but it sounds like that subscription price is going way up because of it. Southwest is in the news. They're cutting 15% of corporate jobs. The massive layoff is coming in late April. Over 1,700 jobs will be affected. They said it's part of a three-year transformational plan. NASA just increased the probability of that asteroid hitting us in 2032. You remember that story? It just went up to 3.1%. Still small, still a ways away. December 22nd, 2032. That's the date they're projecting. Lastly here, could use a good one after that. I always end the show with something positive. Today, it's a good one for the planet. Mardi Gras is coming up, and some researchers at Louisiana State University just created biodegradable beads. Beads are a big part of Mardi Gras. I don't think they'll be able to mass produce these in time for this year's celebrations, but basically they're 3D printed and they contain seeds. There's seeds inside of them. So when you're done with them, toss them in the dirt. They'll break down and sprout flowers. That's cool. What a time to be alive. Again, not ready this year, but this could be the future of Bourbon Street. Biodegradable beads coming soon. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. I hope you have a great day. I know a lot of folks are dealing with a lot of weather. We woke up to a bunch of snow here in Nashville this morning. All the schools and everything are canceled. Nashville really shuts down when there's some snow. So be safe, be careful wherever you are, and let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.